Good evening. Thank you, John. Statins are drugs that interfere with the production of cholesterol by the body's liver. That's where most statins, that's where most cholesterol in the body comes from. It's produced by the body itself, and statins interfere with that. Well, they've been around for several decades. They were originally approved for what's called secondary treatment, which means after a person had a heart attack, statins were recommended to prevent a second heart attack. And there's no question of their effectiveness on that basis. The questions really come from other uses of statins. It's both the U.S. and Canada. That has to do with what's called primary prevention, which is using statins to prevent a heart attack from happening in the first place. That's not the reason they were originally approved, but many doctors in Canada and the United States believe that they're very effective on that basis, and that's led to increasing use and recommendations for even more use in the near future. Well, all drugs that are systemic, in other words, drugs that are not patches or creams that are applied to one area, any drug that you ingest, that you take into your body, has systemic effects. About 18% of people who take statins complain of some sort of side effect, usually something that relates to muscles. Muscle weakness is the most common. There is, however, some evidence that many of the complaints of muscle weakness have nothing to do with statins. They're just a coincidence that the people who report them would have had the muscle weakness anyway. So generally speaking, doctors believe that the benefits of statins outweigh the potential harm from the potential side effects. There have been many, many studies done, and the studies which are done in a clinically controlled environment have definitely found that statins' benefits outweigh the risks. The difficulty is that when you get into the real world, you don't always have the same circumstances that you have in a clinical environment and in a clinical study. But the most recent recommendations on statins, which date back only to last November, would significantly increase the use of statin therapy. Right now, under current guidelines, about 38% of adults ages 40 to 75 should be taking statins, or at least could be taking statins under current guidelines. The new guidelines, which were introduced in November, would raise that to about 49%. And to give you an idea of what that means in numbers, I don't know what the numbers are in Canada, but I know in the United States, that would add 13 million potential new users of statins in the United States alone. And that's because the general consensus of cardiologists now and of epidemiologists, the ones who study overall disease effects in a population, is that statins are so beneficial that it is worth having a lot more people take them, even though some of the people who are treated will be treated unnecessarily because they would never have had a heart attack in the first place. And it's a controversial increase that has not been fully implemented yet. The reason the book ends with a question mark, miraculous or misguided, question mark, is that the jury is out, as it so frequently is in the use of powerful medicines like statins. There's no question that statins have saved many, many, many lives in Canada and the United States over the last several decades. But there's also no question that in some cases they have caused side effects, and in some cases they are used by people who really don't need them because they would never have had a first heart attack anyway. Book should be available pretty much everywhere. You can certainly find it online at Amazon.com if you can't find it in your local bookstore, although I would hope you could. And you can get some more information at my website, which is markjestrin.com, all one word, markjestrin.com. You can get more information there, and you can buy the book there, too. Thank you very much. Thank you.